Can I help you?
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get your opinions. So would you mind sharing your zip code?
I'm sorry, could you repeat what you said, please?
For sure. So my name is Percy, and today we're conducting a public opinion survey. So would you mind sharing your zip code?
You're doing a public survey?
Yes, we're doing a public opinion survey. In this case, it is a political one, and it focuses specifically about Kamala Harris.
Okay. My zip code is 19090.
All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
1960.
All right. Thank you. So in terms of gender, what would you say you identify yourself as?
A woman.
Woman, all right. So for who did he vote for back in the 2020 presidential elections? Would you say you voted for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
All right. Are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. So would you mind sharing your race?
My race? Human race.
But if you could, maybe specify to, white or black or American Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, what would you say is your race?
Hebrew.
Hebrew.
I'm a descendant of the transatlantic slaves.
All right. So I believe Hebrew fits under Middle Eastern, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So are you registered to vote?
I am.
All right. Thank you. So as you may know, there's going to be an election for offices like President and U.S. Congress this November. So how likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections?
Yes.
All right. So you're going to definitely vote?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
All right. And do you plan on voting in person on election day, in person but early, or vote by mail?
I have not decided. I would like to vote early, but I don't know that I should do it by mail. I don't know which one is Short County.
All right. But I guess you could say that you're planning to vote early then?
Yeah.
All right. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
What was your question again?
For sure. So, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
I'll give it maybe a 7.
7? All right. Thank you. So, how motivated are you to vote in this year's presidential elections on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means not at all motivated and a 10 means extremely motivated?
10.
All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people on a scale of, again, 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you don't like these people, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 means you do like them. So the first person is Donald Trump.
What is your question about Donald Trump? Do I like him?
Yes.
And what was the percentage that you were asking me about the numbers?
Yeah, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how much do you like these people? A 0 would be that you do not like them at all. A 5 mm-hmm. is neutral, and a 10 means you do like them.
5.
Mark Kelly. And if you don't know these people, you've never heard of them.
Mark Kelly is the one that was married to Gabbert that got shot in Arizona. That Mark Kelly is speaking of. Senator?
I am aware he is a senator, and as well, I believe he is an astronaut, I believe.
Right. Okay. So
what?
Make sure I have the right one. Okay. So I would give it a 7.
7? All right. What about Josh Shapiro?
Let's give him a 9.
J.D. Vance?
5.
Joe Biden?
I would give him a 10.
Tim Walz.
Oh, I would give a 10.
Barack Obama.
Alexander McQueen.
Kamala Harris.
I'll give her a 10.
10, all right. So, in your opinion, what do you think are the most important issues facing the country as of today? And the list goes immigration, reducing racism and discrimination, better transportation systems, abortion, criminal justice and police reform, rising cost of living, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to good jobs, climate change and the environment, access to quality education, affordable quality health care, public safety, gun violence.
You want to know which one's most important, or you want me to choose how many?
Yes. Well, in your opinion, which one of the following issues I mentioned are the most important to you? Like, they're like facing the country as
race,
a right.
Race and relations and injustices.
All right. So you would say criminal justice reform and reducing racism and discrimination?
Yeah.
All right. And if you could choose one more, which one do you think you would choose?
Could you read back the list, please?
For sure. So the list goes immigration, better transportation systems, abortion, rising cost of living, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to good jobs, climate change and the environment, access to quality education, affordable quality health care, public safety including gun violence, and affordable quality housing.
Climate change or education.
All right. All right, thank you. So I know it's, again, a long way off, but it's the 2024 elections for president were held today. For who would you vote for?
I would vote Democrat this election.
For Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
All right. And would you say you would want to vote for Kamala Harris because you actually want to support her? Or are you, would you say that you're only voting for her because you don't want Donald Trump to win?
No, I want to support her.
All
I
right.
She has the right message for the country at this time.
All right, thank you. So, as of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for Democratic Party, but it is assumed that she will be the Democratic she will be during the Democratic National Convention. So, if Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as Democratic candidate for President of the U.S., would that make you much more motivated to vote for her? Somewhat more motivated? Would it make no difference? Somewhat less motivated or much less motivated to vote for her?
You said if she got the nomination?
Yeah, if she was officially, like, if she fully secured the nomination as a Democratic candidate, would this make you much more motivated to support her or somewhat more motivated? Or would it make no difference?
Yes. I thought she was already nominated, so I guess I think the right answer would be yes.
All right, so much more motivated then?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. So, compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable? Are they the same, like no difference, or somewhat less favorable,
more favorable?
Much more?
Not much more, but more.
Somewhat more?
Yeah.
All right. So, do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Well, my choices again.
For sure. So do you trust her a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Some.
And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Some,
all right. So for each of the following traits that I'm going to read you, I would like if you could read, if you could let me know if you think this really describes Kamala Harris, somewhat describes a bit, or this does not describe her. So the first one is, restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
Yes, I think she respects the rights of the LGBTQ. Yes, I agree she does.
Oh, it's not respects, it's restricts.
Oh, restrict. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Okay, the question was, do she restrict them?
Yeah, so it's... This one is if you think she does this, basically. So for each one of these things, if you think this describes her a lot, it somewhat describes her, it describes her a bit, or this does not describe her. And the first one was that she restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ plus community.
That does not describe her.
All right. Is tough on crime.
What were my choices again?
This really describes her. This somewhat describes her.
A bit.
or this does not describe her?
I think it does describe her.
Somewhat, a lot, or a bit?
A lot.
Is a strong Black woman?
Yeah.
A lot?
A lot.
All right. Fights for all of us?
Somewhat.
Is someone young girls can look up to?
A lot.
Governs with an iron fist.
Governs with an iron fist?
Yes, governs with an iron fist.
I would not agree with that. I wouldn't. I think it has some level of empathy and compassion. So I wouldn't agree with that.
Thank you. Is prepared to be president.
I agree with that.
So does this really describe her, or is somewhat describe her?
Yes, really describes her.
All right, and represents the AAPI community.
What's the AAPI community?
Well, I'm completely honest, I'm not really sure, but I can look it up for you right now.
Thank you.
AAPI means Asian Pacific Americans.
I think she would represent them.
All right, so really describes or somewhat describes?
Somewhat describes.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about Vice President Kamala Harris. And if you could please tell me if, after each statement, this makes you much more favorable towards her, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or does it make no difference? And I can totally read those again if you would like. So the first one is, Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it's sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide legal protections for these victims.
Would you repeat that statement?
For sure. Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it's sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to and provide protections for these victims.
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't answer that question.
All right, no worries. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University and is historically the historically Black university where she became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their missions and uplifting Black communities.
I agree with that.
Does this make you much more favorable towards her then?
Oh, does it make me more favorable towards her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or somewhat,
say,
or somewhat
yeah,
more
somewhat.
Favorable?
Somewhat, I would say somewhat. It doesn't.
All right.
That, yeah, somewhat would be a more appropriate answer for me.
All right, thank you. So Kamala started a program called Back on Track as district attorney that gave first-time drug offenders the chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
I don't know about that.
All right, no worries. So, in 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
I wasn't aware of that. Oh, you, the question was, would it make me more likely or would it matter to me?
Yeah.
It wouldn't. That doesn't, not something that would matter to me.
So, no difference then?
No difference.
All right. Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policing agency to wear body cameras and implicit bias training programs for police officers.
That, knowing that would make me more likely to vote for her.
Much more favorable then?
More favorable, yes.
All right. And Kamala is dauntingly referred to as Mamala by her niece and two stepchildren for loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives.
That's good. I would think that would be somewhat.
Somewhat more favorable?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And again, could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election, having heard all those statements, on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means not at all motivated, and a 10 meaning extremely motivated?
10.
All right. And once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on the issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
Ask the question again.
For sure. So once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on the issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all, and a 10 means a lot of power?
7.
And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
All right. And you'd want to vote for her because you want to support her, right? Or because you want to vote against Donald Trump?
I believe that she would do better by the people.
All right. So do you trust? All right, thank you. So do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people by a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
By a lot.
All right. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, how do you trust her? A lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Some.
Some? All right. So where do you get your news from?
You want me to name channels or something? I think the news is I kind of shop around and compare, see what
all
who's
right.
on. So I don't know what I want to.
Well, I can give it categories. I can give you categories, no worries. So the categories are like network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, CNN, Fox News, local radio, national newspapers, local TV news, TikTok, MSNBC, local newspapers, or some other social media or other things?
Some other thing.
All right. So are you in a group chat for text communication with others? And if so, has the topic of presidential elections come up recently in one of these group chats?
I am in love in group chat, but I haven't been in a group chat, I don't think, discussing the election.
All right. So would you say that you are in group chats, but in those group chats, the topic of presidential elections doesn't come up, like, at all?
The advertisement for when they had the call, when they were doing the call, the different group for Kamala Harris. Yes, that did come up.
All right. So would you say that then, like, a little bit often then? Or somewhat often?
Oh, often. Yeah, I get a lot of
solicitations.
All right. Yeah.
All right, thank you. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Independent, all right. So although you are independent, do you think you tend to lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party? Or neither?
Democrat.
Are you, like, strictly independent?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. So what is the highest level of school you have completed?
Some college.
Some college, all right. So what is your marital status?
Married.
Married, all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No, all right. And last year, that is 2023, would you mind sharing what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
About 50,000.
All right. So would you say around 45,000 to 54,000 then?
What was my choices?
Yeah, 50, I'm sure. 50,000?
Yeah.
All right, so, all right, thank you. Well, then this will conclude our survey, and thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it, and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. You as well. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.